You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Let me go, Danny. Yes, good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom, and it is time to cry out. I read an article by Franklin Graham about our nation, And I'm not quite at the radio station. I'm doing this over the phone because there was two accidents that kind of blocked me from getting to the station this morning. So kind of bear with me. But Franklin Graham had a very good message for our country. And he said that he's sounding the spiritual alarm, calling on Christians across the United States to stop everything. Dedicate this moment of time in repentance. With the nation facing what he describes as a deepening spiritual and moral crisis, Graham warns that America has drifted dangerously far from biblical foundation. He points to escalating violence, drug abuse, persuasion, sense of hopelessness, and symptoms of a country that has turned its back on God. And I want us to think about that this morning when we look at what's happened to our nation and the crime. And I'm not speaking political, but look what's happened. I mean, look at people and the drug epidemic that we have and the lawlessness. And I mean, like driving to the radio station this morning, there were cars passing me like I was standing still, and one crashed into another car. And it's like, do we have patience? You know, and only the Lord can bring us that hope and that peace that we need, because the word tells us that peace I give unto thee. And it's not anything that the world can give, but he said, peace I give unto thee. And I think Americans, I think we're putting our trust and confidence in, really, to be honest with you, sharing from my heart, I think we're putting our trust and confidence in all the wrong things. I mean, we're upset about this, and we're upset about this politician, and we're upset about this person. And you know, I think as the scriptures tell us, that perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Jesus, nothing else, because things are going to start falling apart. When I was reading Franklin Graham's article, he was describing that I keep sharing on my program that, you know, darkness is coming. Franklin Graham believes that darkness is already here, that we're in the darkness. I mean, just look at the attitudes of people, and I don't want my program to be critical, but just look at the state of our nation. Look how people even are driving today. I mean, it's just such lawlessness that I've never seen. So it is a time that we just reflect and say, Lord, just help our nation, because our nation, really, our nation needs a healing. It really needs a healing. And we need to turn back to Jesus, because he's our only hope. And remember, again, his word reminds us, the scriptures tell us that peace I give unto thee. And it's not as the world gives. He said, I give unto thee. You know, you'll never find your peace and happiness in your job. No matter who's elected, you're never going to find peace, you know, in politics. We have to get our eyes off of that as a nation, where it's just such lawlessness and rioting like I've never seen before. We need to be at peace with Christ and to turn back to him. And we're just a nation in crisis, a nation in darkness, that we just need to really repent of our sins and come back to him and to know him as our Lord and Savior. And, you know, I just look at what's going on. I said, Lord, let me stay focused. Let me spend more time with you and not things that are going on in the news. I've just had to almost completely turn the news off. It was making me nervous the other night. And I told my wife, I said, I have to turn the news off. I can't continue this anymore. I've got to stay focused on what Jesus is calling me to do. And that's what I want each and every one of you to do, is I want you all to stay focused. Not on the things of the earth, know what's going on politically, or look at the stock market going up and down. And we just can't put our trust in anything but Christ, because he's the answer. It's nothing the world can ever give us, can ever offer us. It's only found in Christ. Our identity is only and will only be in him. And so that's what I want to share this morning, that we just bow our heads and say, Lord, can you just help me? I need your help. I need your strength, because I can't do this journey alone. I just need you. So, well, I'm finally at the radio station. I'm doing this all through the phone. and I appreciate your patience. But I'm calling on a day, just not only as Franklin Graham called a day of prayer Wednesday, I believe we should be in prayer constantly, because the scriptures remind us the fervent effectual prayer of the righteous, it availeth not little, but the word of God reminds us that it availeth much. It so availeth much as we stay focused and keep our eyes on him and not the things of the world, not looking back at the past and how we've been hurt and disappointed, but solely on Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Well, I'm at the radio station. Just give me just a second to get settled in.
The driving this morning, getting to the radio station, I must tell you, was, I think, the worst I've ever dealt with as far as the traffic. I don't know if it's just me or if it's just Danny. What do you think about this, people driving out there? It's just, you know, we don't have patience anymore. Lord, give us patience, you know. We just all need patience, and sometimes that can be challenging. You know, Lord, help us. You know, give us the patience that we need. Even when we drive, we just need it. We just need him. We just need him to help us. I don't know about you all, but I'm learning more and more every day that I wake up, every day that I breathe, how much more that I need him. I'm going to read a scripture this morning, Second Chronicles. It says, Second Chronicles chapter 7, and I know we've all heard this these verses or this verse before, but as Franklin Graham was sharing to the nation how we need to be in deep prayer, it is so important that you develop some quiet time. You know, I believe that the people that I witnessed driving this morning, you know, I think if they would have been in prayer and not so upset, you know, you can look at the stock market going down, down, and down. I don't know about any of you, but the few things I've bought, I just said, Lord, you know, I've done the best I can with my life. Let me now stay focused on you. And that's what I'm asking each and every one of you to do, is just to stay focused. Keep your eyes on him. And if we look at Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 4, it said, If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now that's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. Let's read that again. And Lord, help us with this one. If my people, who are called by my name, that's conditional, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. I don't know about any of you, but I think our land needs a healing. I just think it needs a healing. I really do. And I just pray that this is the church's greatest hour, that we would begin to start praying like, you know, we've never prayed before, because we all need prayer, you know. I was talking to someone early this morning, and they were saying how fear has gripped them. And I think fear wants to grip us all. And if we're not careful, and if we don't develop a quiet time, and me included, I'm trying to work on that myself, have a more time and reading the Word and praying, I'm ever going to see clearly? Because the Word says the steps of a righteous are ordered by him. How am I going to know how to walk today if I really don't listen to him, you know, and put my eyes back on the world and the things of the world, which we're not supposed to do. We're to be faithful for today, you know, faithful for today. Lord, just let us hear your heart. Let us hear the essence of what your heart says. And, you know, Jesus went to that cross. When he went to the cross, he died, and he shed his precious blood that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. And I tell you, Franklin Graham was calling on people to pray yesterday. I believe it was noon. And I'm calling on us to to establish a day every day that we pray for the things we need to pray for, but especially our nation, our president, congressman, whether they be Democrat or Republican, makes no difference. Just keep them in prayer. Keep everyone in prayer that's running for office. You know, pray for those that are appointed over you. If you don't like them, well, pray for them. You know, don't get angry and start throwing rocks and, you know, just pray for them. You know, prayer changes things, folks. It really does. It changes things. And the scriptures remind us, the fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous didn't say availeth little, it availeth much. And so that's so extremely important that when we pray, you know, God hears us. It may not be your timing that you want things done, you know. Lord, I need a healing. I need a financial touch, rather. I need a healing, whatever it may be. It may not come when you want it, but the word says that he does hear us. And if we look in the book of James, I believe chapter 5, verse 13, this is really important. This is really important. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. And if you're in trouble, don't go to the internet. You know, I'm not telling you what to do. You know, I can't. But, you know, go to these websites and look on the websites. And I think now they have an AI that you can contact. And they have an AI God now that you can go to, and he'll tell you what to do. And you don't need that. You know, you don't need that. You just need to directly go to God. You don't need to go to the internet. You don't need to seek an AI God. You just need to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because the word tells us here in James, he should pray. You should pray. And I should pray. If you want to see results, we need to humble ourselves and pray. Because it's important. I think we're in the darkness. I keep saying, you know, the dark days are coming. Franklin Graham, reading several of his articles last night. And thank you. My wife printed something out for me. And sweetheart, thank you for doing that. But I think this is such a time as this that we need to be in much prayer, because it is dark, you know. And I don't want to glorify the darkness by no means, because we are the light. If you know Christ as your personal Savior, you know, you have to go into the darkness and light it up. You know, we are his hands, his feet, his eyes, his mouth. You know, you have to go in there and let the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we have to remember that. And it goes on in the book of James and tells us, is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. If anyone's happy, y'all need to be singing more. You know, you really do. You need to be singing more. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Not the joy of what's going on in this earth. Not the joy, I think you've heard me say this before, the joy of our job, the joy of our money, the joy of the things we have on this earth. That's all going to pass away, folks. It's just all going to pass away. It says, is anyone among you sick? Then he should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. And if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, this one I really like. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective and availeth much. That's powerful, saints of God. This is powerful, you know, and I encourage you. That's why I come here each week. And you know, am I the most qualified to be here? Nope, I'm not. I admit it. You know, I don't know Greek and Hebrew. I've taken Old Testament survey at Wayland Baptist University in Hawaii and New Testament survey, and I got a long way to go, folks. You know, there's other people that know the word much better than I do. I just come here and I try my best. Is it perfect? No, but I want to hear his heart, and I want to know what to minister to you all, to share with you all. And this is serious. Our nation is in crisis, you know. If you look around, people are driving out of control. People are mad, you know. It's, Lord, can you just help us, you know? And churches, just wake us up. Wake the church up, Father God. Wake us up to hear what's on your heart for this day. Let us be content for this day, you know, not worrying about tomorrow. You know, because the Bible says, you know, if you worry about tomorrow, don't worry about tomorrow. I believe the scriptures tell us that today has enough cares of its own. And I believe if you worry about tomorrow, then you rob the opportunities and the blessings that'll come your way today. You're so worried about tomorrow, you know, what's going to go on tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? And what's this person going to do? And how's work going to go? And how's the ministry going to go? You got to worry, be concerned about today. Because if you don't, you're going to rob blessing. You're going to rob, someone's going to come up to you and you're going to miss that divine appointment because you're so, your mindset is worrying about tomorrow, next month, next year. Be content for this day because you'll rob the opportunities and the blessings that'll come your way. You're going to miss them. And I don't want to miss them anymore. I was driving to work the other day, and there was a homeless man. He's all wrapped up in sheets, and it was really cold. And I passed him, and I'm so grateful that when we stay in tune with Jesus, that He'll tell you to do something. And I called my business partner, and I said, you know, there's just a homeless gentleman. I wave at him sometimes in the morning. He likes to wave at people, but I said, he's wrapped in a blanket, and he looks like he's dead. Yeah, Danny, this man looked dead. He was stiff. You could tell. And I told my business partner, I said, well, you know, I'm not one to, I don't do well with death. I have to tell you all, I had a bad experience years ago, and I don't do well with it. I like to minister to people when they're alive and encourage them when they're alive, not when they're dead. And so I called my business partner. He said, come pick me up and we'll go down. And so we did. I picked him up. And, you know, remember, the Lord doesn't send him out by one. He sends him out by two. So I needed help. So we went back to the homeless man, and I think we startled him, and he awakened. I don't know how on earth anyone can survive this cold weather outside without getting hypothermia, as they call it. And their body just goes into shock, and they die. And that's what I thought this homeless man had, and so when we startled him, I said, I'm sorry, his name was Gene. I'm sorry, Gene. We startled you, and I said, I just want to make sure you're okay. Would you like to go to breakfast? Or I have a homeless shelter for men I could take you to, you know, to keep you warm, and they'll feed you. And he said, no, I'm quite comfortable. And I said, Jim, but it's so cold out. It's just so cold. And he said, I'll be okay. And I'm just grateful that I want you all to hear when the Lord's ministering to you, to tell you to do something. I encourage you to do it. Don't, because if I would have never, my business partner and I would have never gone back. That man could have been dead. I offered him, I gave him my card, that if he wanted me to pick him up and take him to the homeless shelter, that I would see to it that he had housing. So we all, I believe in my heart, we're all called. I don't think it's, the pastors can't do it all, folks. I thank God for pastors. I love pastors. I love evangelists. I love teachers. They just can't do it all. You know, my hand can't do everything. It needs my legs to walk, and my legs need my eyes to see to walk. And so the there's many parts of the body, but it's just one. And that's the beauty of the body of Christ. When we all come together, you know, we can function as Christ would have us to function. But when we're not in church, Lord, let our ears and eyes be open to the things that we should be doing and putting our hands to. And I still believe, Danny, and the saints of God that you're listening, I believe you're called. We're all called to do something. It's not to make a name. I think my wife, she texted me earlier and said, just give him all the glory. Give Jesus all the glory. Doesn't go to you, you know. It doesn't go to us. It goes to Jesus, you know. Doesn't go to us. I don't, you know, I look at my hands, and I think I shared that story of being in Hawaii, getting big-headed on the streets of Waikiki. We led a lot of people to Christ, and I just want to share this little story again. I know I probably sound repetition on the radio, but it was like 1:30 in the morning, and many people came to know Christ. My friend was playing the guitar, and Daryl was ministering, and I said, Lord, look what we're doing, and look what we've accomplished. Look what I've done. And that got me in trouble, y'all. That got me in trouble. And the Holy Spirit ministered to me and said, look at your hands. And I was looking at my hands, and I thought, I don't see anything on my hands. I don't know what the Lord's doing. And Daryl was asking me, and Lee stopped playing the guitar and said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. I think the Lord's dealing with me on something. And that something's called pride, y'all. You know, when you think it's all about you, and look what I've done, look what I've accomplished, we all need to give Him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. You know, and here I was like, look what we've done. Look what we've accomplished. Look how many people came to the Lord because of us. You know, it was the Holy Spirit that was there, and that was presence that drew those people to us. But it was Jesus that was that we needed to make known. And the Holy Spirit says, look at your hands. And I looked at him, and I still didn't understand. What about my hands? And the Lord said, where are your nail marks? Look, thanks to God, we don't have the nail marks. He does. And his word tells us that he shares his glory with no man. And I pray this journey, each day that we wake up, that we walk humbly before our God and before mankind, and not be religious, you know, but love on these people, you know, that come our way. Moses was at a point that he didn't even know how to speak. And all God said is, Moses, just open your mouth. And he said, I'll give you the words to share. I'll give you the words. Just open your mouth. That's all we have to do, folks. You know, just open our mouth and be available, have availability and a willing heart, you know, to do what he's called you to do, to be that blessing to your neighbor, your enemy, whoever it is, you know. You know, you may not like some people. Well, pray about that. And, you know, have the Lord get you over that hump a little bit. Pray for them. You have to forgive. You must forgive. Because if we don't learn to forgive, you know, it's like cancer to the body. You know, you say, I have a right to be mad at that brother or that sister. No, you don't. For what Jesus did on that cross and shed his precious blood that you and I might have that life and life more abundantly, you don't have any rights, you know. You need to forgive, as the word tells us, 70 times 7. Well, what is 70 times 7? That's 490 times. Now, how many times are you going to sit around and say, okay, I've forgiven him once, forgiven him twice, forgiven him? It's an infinite amount of times. Just go ahead and forgive him in the very beginning and move on. Because if you don't learn to forgive someone, well, they've done me wrong. Yes, I'm sure they have. But you need to forgive them. You need to forgive that person that's hurt you. You know, sometimes we just stay focused on ourselves. And we get a mindset that, you know, the world's about me, myself and I. And I wondered if that's our new trinity in America now, you know? Yeah, instead of the Father, Son, the Son, the Holy Spirit, is it about me, myself, and I? It isn't. It isn't. It's what God, it's about Jesus. That's the main thing. And Dr. Jerry, what was J. Vernon McGee when I was in Hawaii? I used to listen to him, and I loved him. And he used to say, that's the main thing of the main thing of the main thing. You know, Jesus, that's the main thing of the main thing of the main thing. That's it. You know, are we seeking what we can get out of him? You know, are we seeking what we can get? Jesus, give me, give me, give me. Or are we seeking him for what we can get out of him? Are we seeking the king? Are we seeking the kingdom? You know, bless me, God. It's a bless me gospel. You know, give Jesus 10 bucks and he'll give you 20. I've doubled my money. You know, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You give out of a generous heart, you know? But I believe, going back to the message this morning, if any one of you are in trouble, you should pray. That's in the book of James, chapter 5. You can go to verse 13. You should pray. Any one of you listening out there, are you in trouble? What do I mean by that? Well, doesn't mean you have to be being arrested and going to jail. I'm not talking about that. Well, could be, you know. Maybe the cops put handcuffs on you. I'm not sure, but trouble financially, spiritually, physically, you know, maybe you need some financial blessings. You know, it all goes back to, if any one of you are in trouble, he should pray. You should pray. And let's not go to Jesus all the time when we need something, you know. Stay in constant communication when you don't need something, you know. I don't want to seek the kingdom, what I can get out of the kingdom. I want to seek the king, and that's what I want you to do. Each and every day you wake up, I want you to seek the king, not the kingdom and the stuff. It's not a bless me gospel. The gospel was never intended to bless me. Although the word does say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So if you follow the Father, fall deeper in love with him, draw near to him, as his word said, I'll draw near to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, as the scriptures tell us, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And guess what? All these things shall be, they'll come follow you. They'll come after you. They will. I'll never forget when I went to Hawaii. I went to Hawaii with a Honda Civic and put my car on a boat in California. And I had a few dollars left over after moving my sister back home to Louisville. And, you know, just did what the Lord told me to do, go help Dr. Patrick in the mission field, and didn't have much. Sometimes I think if it's good, as Proverbs talks about, in Proverbs, it talks about better where there is little. Now think about this one. Better where there is little, where love dwells, than plenty where hate abounds. So what that means is you may not have a lot, but the love dwells in your home. Jesus will dwell in your home. Where you have plenty, where hate abounds. You can have all this stuff, you know, and I'm not downing stuff by no means, but you can have all this stuff. But does the stuff have you, you know, and then hate abounds in your home because you have all this stuff and you become miserable and angry? And as a nation, I think we've gone off track. Is any one of you sick? It says here, then you need to call for the elders of the church. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. So my message today, if I get across anything, is prayer. The fervent and effectual prayers. We read in James, the prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective and availeth much. That's what, you know, my message is about: seeking him, praying for others, encouraging others, stay focused so that you know that what Jesus is calling you to do, you know, just have a willing heart, you know, have a willing heart, you know. I get picked on once in a while, you know, my grammar, I admit, is not the best. And, you know, I'm trying to stay more focused on scripture and not get off. You know, my problem sometimes on the radio is I can do some rabbit trails, whatever you want to call them, and get off, you know. Lord, keep me focused, you know. And Lord, help me. Help each and every one of the listeners. Help us all stay focused, you know, whatever we need. My message this morning is about prayer. And there's an article I want to read to you. I can pull it up. My wife helped me last night. These are good articles by Franklin Graham. Very, very good. This one, let me pull it up real quick. It really, really ministered to me, Danny. It was really good. It was very, very good. It says, Franklin Graham is sounding the alarm for America. And I pray our churches are doing the same thing for America. This is nothing to do with political, the political situation in our country. Nothing. I want to state out of that. Franklin Graham is sounding the alarm for America. He warns that the moral foundation of our nation is cracking. That should bring you and I to tears. He warns that the moral foundation of our nation is cracking. I don't know about you, but that's bringing me to tears. And that this is no longer a distant threat. We are standing at a crossroads. The darkness isn't just coming. It's already here, entering our homes, our schools, and our hearts. That's why it's so important to stay focused in prayer. Because, you know, had I not prayed that morning, I didn't feel like turning my car around. And, you know, I was headed to work, and the Lord told me, go back and help that homeless man. You know, I thank God that we can hear him, because the word says, my sheep know me. And how do you know him? If you spend time with him, you know, I could call Danny, and I had to call Danny this morning to tell him there's an auto accident, several of them, on my way here. And when I called Danny, he picked the phone up and he knew it was me. And why did Danny know it was me? Because he spent time with me. And I think that's, and I've spent time with Danny here at the studio. And I think that's like God. The more time you spend with him, you don't need to see him. You recognize him by his voice. And that's the same with Jesus. If you spend time with him, you know, you're going to know what to do each day. You're not going to let fear come in. You're not going to be anxiety come in. And it does grip me at times a little bit, this anxiety with the world conditions and everything going on. And I'm getting older now, and I'm almost 70. In a few months, I'll be 70. And I know I'm old. I know that. But Jesus, listen here. Jesus can use a kindergarten child if he wants to. He can use a donkey if he wants to. So, you know, just have your heart open for what he calls you to do. And Franklin Graham goes on to say, Graham says that what we are witnessing, social unrest, that we are, hostility toward people of faith, a deep cultural confusion, It is not merely political or social, it's spiritual. A real battle for truth is unfolding, and discernment has never been more urgent. Whew. He cautions that deception doesn't only come from outside the church, but often from within, where itching ears prefer comfort over repentance, affirmation over transformation. There are many who have the appearance of godliness, but they deny his power. Now that's a sermon itself. There are many who have the appearance of godliness, but they deny his power. His call to clear and uncompromising. Examine your heart. Let's examine. Lord, help me examine my own heart. Help the saints of God that are listening examine their heart. Know your Bible. All right, dust your Bible off, you know, and mine's falling apart because the kids got a hold of it in Korea and tore it all apart, and I'm still using it, but my wife got me a new one. I'm trying to use that one, so I'm going back and forth. But know the Bible. Return to ancient paths, and be ready for the return of Jesus. Boy, well said, Franklin Graham. There's another one that he wrote that is very, very good as well. Because he talks about prayer, talks about America, and what's happening to our nation. And everyone, come on, if you've got an anger issue, you know, or a lust issue for stuff, doesn't matter, pornography, sex, whatever it is, you need to take that to Jesus, to the cross, no matter what it is. Reverend Franklin Graham goes on to say he's urging America to return to prayer. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. We need to return to prayer. Calling on Christians and the nation as a whole to seek God's help in time of growing social brokenness. Never before have I seen social brokenness like I'm seeing today. In a recent interview with CBN, Graham said he's been encouraged to see more young people beginning to search for God, especially as many feel left cold by modern education and churches that no longer boldly preach the gospel. At the same time, he warned that Scripture does not necessarily predict a widespread end times revival, saying the world will likely grow darker as Christ's return approaches. Graham also pointed out the signs that God is working, including the massive responses following the death of Charlie Kirk. He noted that Kirk's faith became stronger near the end of his life, and that the memorial drew huge crowds, with churches reporting packed pews and many young people turning to Christ afterward. God's at work, folks, and God's still on the throne, Graham said. Graham ended with a call to repentance, spiritual readiness, encouraging believers to pray for forgiveness and renewal in America. We just need to pray, God forgive us. He said, repent, ask God to forgive our nation. Well, saints of God, okay, let me encourage you again. I don't know how much time I have left. Any of you been paying attention to the time, but let's you know, some of y'all go to the gym and you work out, and which is good. You know, Lord knows I need to work out. It's been too cold though. I don't like the gym. My flesh does not like the gym at all. I'm being honest. The sight of going to gym, I tell you what, I just don't like it. I just don't like the gym. I look at other people, and I went with my business partner one time, and I saw these guys, and oh, they were all muscular, lifting all these weights that I couldn't even lift one of them. You know, there's two, I don't know what they call them, weights on each side. And I thought, Lord, I'm not into that. And having a six pack in my stomach, that I'm not into. But what I like is racing my bike, and it's been a little chilly for me to get out and race my bike. But I do think we need to exercise. You know, the spirit's willing, the flesh is weak. Well, mine is for the gym. You know, I have an issue. So, you know, Lord, help me with that one. I just like getting on my bike riding. And I usually go about 20, 30 miles. I just love riding my racing bike. And you know, I just think that when you find something, you know, it's important to exercise. But it's also important to read the Word and also develop some quiet time. Develop some quiet time. And so if you're in need, if I go back to the book of James, the prayer of faith, you know, chapter 5, verse 13, let's look at this one again. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. You know, think I got a couple minutes. Dan, could I open the phone lines and let someone call in, Danny? Yeah, I got a few minutes. I can take one call, maybe two. But if you're hurting, you know, why don't you call in? If you're hurting, you may might not feel up to it. Or if you have a, you know, if you want to share something with the body of Christ, don't be negative now if you call in. Just share. Share your heart, what Jesus is doing in your life. Or if you're hurting and you need me to pray for you, you know, because it's as serious as any one of you in trouble, he should pray. And if there's ever a time that we need to pray, saints of God, it is now. It is now to know what to do, to just keep our eyes open, our ears open, you know, let our legs go where they're supposed to walk, you know, let our arms do what we're supposed to do and help the people that we need to help and be that blessing that Jesus has called us to be. So you can call in. The number here is 632-1000. If you have a scripture you want to share with us to add on to what I'm sharing, please do. You know, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like more people to call in and be a part of the program here. It's just not all about me going on ministering to you, but you have something to say as well. So if you have a scripture or if you're just in need of prayer that you see no way out, no hope, but I'll tell you what, Jesus makes a way. And there is hope in Christ. He offers hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, joy to the joyless. You know, that's the Jesus that you and I serve. He's a big God. His word reminds us all, is there anything too difficult for thee? If you have you want to call in and share your heart, you have a scripture that you want to add on to what my message is today about prayer, please call in. Again, the number is 632-1000. Now, come on now, y'all. Don't be shy, you know. You know, come on, call in. Because I love ministering, encouraging people. My wife will tell you, that's one thing that we're all called to do. We're all called to do. And get in the habit of that, encouraging. Don't badmouth one another daily. Encourage one another daily. You know, don't become critical and have a critical spirit. You know, have a encouraging spirit. You know, and we all can fall prey to that. And, you know, and it's not backbiting, you know, and gossip and put all that aside and take that to the cross and leave it there. But if you have something you want to share, just call in. The number here is 632-1000. And just share whatever the Lord's put on your heart. Yes, good morning. This is Tom.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the radio.
Thank you. I wanted to ask for prayer.
Yes, sir.
There's so many times that the enemy just attacks my mind, and I know it's my responsibility to take thoughts captive and serve them unto the submission of Christ. And in all my efforts, I work diligently to do that, but there are times I fall victim to just acts of perversion that I know I don't ever want to be a part of, period, you know. And the sad part is I do, and I'm selfish, I'm prideful, you know, and those are just areas I need the Lord to work on me and work on my mind and free me from those chains forever.
Yes. Well, you know, he can do it. And I think what you're sharing, and I'll pray with you. Do you mind, what's your name? If you mind giving, you don't have to give me your name.
James.
I think, and I'm sharing from my heart on this issue. I think we all deal with that, James. I think we all struggle like you're struggling, James. And I think I think my encouragement for you, James, is to, you know, as the scriptures tell us, perfect peace. Who says whose mind is stayed on Jesus? Stay focused. Because we all deal with that, James. I'm being honest. And I think it's developing some quiet time in the morning. You know, Lord, you direct my steps today. You help my stinking thinking. You know, and me too, James. I put myself in your place. I struggle with that every day. I believe Paul said the things I don't want to do, I do. Things I should do, I don't do. And I thank you for calling in. But we all struggle with that, James. And I think it's just staying focused on who's in control. Jesus is. Lord, help me with my unbelief, my stinking thinking, my mind wandering off. You know, all of us struggle with that, James. I do. And I just take that to the cross every single day that I wake up. Lord, help me. Help me. Could I pray for you, James?
Yes.
And Father God, I pray for James and all of us, you know, that our minds wander, you know, and we're selfish, we're stingy, you know. And Father God, help us all with that, you know. Become self-centered, prideful, whatever. And we all need help in that, James, all of us. And Father God, I pray that you would encourage James. You would strengthen him, Father. Strengthen his mind. Strengthen his heart. Strengthen his body, Father God. Touch him, Father God. Touch all of us, Father God. Touch all of our minds, Father God. Thank you for being with James, Father God. Thank you for walking with him. Thank you for letting him know that you still love him. You still love him and that you're with him, Father God. That your word says, I'll never leave you, James, nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always till the end. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening his heart. Thank you for strengthening his mouth, his ears. And Father God, I thank you for his willingness to call in. And Father God, you help guide him, direct him, and strengthen him, Father God. And Father God, show him what you showed me one time, that if any of us here, including myself, are stingy, Father God, you've taught me the way to not become stingy and self-centered is to learn to give a little more to the work of God. So, Father God, I pray that's all our prayers, that if any of us are stingy or selfish, Father God, or prideful, that we just lay this all at the cross. You show us how to give. You show us how to love. You show us how to speak, Father God, like never before, Father God. So I pray today would be a new dawn, a new day for all of us, Father God, for James as well, Father God, that you strengthen our mouth. You strengthen our hearts. You strengthen our attitudes. You strengthen our minds, Father God, and give us the mind of Christ, Father God, that we can do the things you're calling us to do and be that light that you're calling us to be. Don't let James walk in defeat, Father God. Let him know that you're with him, that you're strengthening him, Father God, that you're directing him, Father God, to be that great man of God that you've called him to be, that light into the dark places, Father God, that you've called all of us to go in to be that light. So bless him, Father God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. James, I pray the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob upon your life. That this day forth, that you'll hear him clearly, your speech will become clearer, Father God, that you work with all of us that have the issues, Father God. Thank you for wrapping your arms around him. I pray a hedge of protection for James, Father God, and I pray that you have something very special in store for James, Father God, and show him how much you love him, Father God. And thank you for loving us all, despite our mouth, our attitudes, Father God, that you're working on us each and every day. That as Paul said, that we can decrease, that Father God, that you increase in James's life, you increase in my life as well, Father God. That people, not that they don't see James, they don't see Tom, they see you in Jesus' name. James, Father God, I thank you for James, his willingness to call in. And Father God, thank you for wrapping your arms around him, helping him in the areas that he needs help. But we all need help in these areas, Father God, and be with him. May he have a great day, Father God, a Jesus-filled day, Father God, and may he stay focused for the rest of the days of his life. May we all stay focused, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you, James. I thank you, James, and I'll keep praying for you. I wrote it down, and I'll be praying for you. And if you need anything, you call me at the station, and God richly bless you, James.
Thank you, Tom.
And God bless you, James.
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Have a good day.
You too. God bless you, and you have a great day too, James. Thank you. Well, that was James, and I admire James. If you're listening, thank you, because that took a lot of courage to call in on the radio, especially over the radio, to share the things on your heart that you're dealing with. Because you know, James, we all deal with it, and that's why I want you all to develop a quiet time in the mornings. You know, spend about 10 minutes. And as you go to the gym and work out, you can work out in the Word of God, but praying and studying the Word, you know, we need to study the Word as well. And that's how the Lord will speak to us, is through His Word. And through prayer time, too, the Holy Spirit can speak to you as well. So thank you, James, for calling in. And I'll pray for you daily, brother. I really will. Because this journey is not easy. You know, the Christian walk, you know, when you come to know Jesus, we think it's going to all be a bed of roses and grand and great, which at times they are. You know, walking with Jesus, he brings us joy when we didn't have joy. He brings us hope when we never had hope. He brings us peace that the world can't give us. He brings the peace, the joy to the joyless, faith to the faithless, hope to the hopeless. That's the Jesus that you and I serve. And we need to just humble ourselves every day and say, Lord, you show me what to do. You show me how to speak. You show me how to give more of my life and my resources to mankind. And so, James, thank you for the courage calling in. That took a lot of courage, because I deal with the same issues, because I'm not perfect. You know, I just ask a lot, turn things over and lay them at the cross every single day. My attitude, my stinking thinking, and greed wants to attach it to me, because, you know, I took a huge pay cut. And I'm still trying to give the same as what I did when I made good money, and I don't make that good money anymore. Some of you are in the same condition. You know, times have changed for us all. But that's not a time to stop your giving. That's more of a time to just say, Lord, your word says that you provide seed to the sower. As long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time for harvest. So I'm just asking the Lord to give you some more seed, some more money to sow into good ministries like 91.5, to other ministries, to your, don't stop tithing at your church because your pay's been cut back. Don't do that. And my wife just texted, and thank you, sweetheart. The battle is the Lord's. That's one thing. The battle is not yours. No matter what you're struggling with, thank you, sweetheart, for texting me that. The battle is not yours. And too many times, you know, like James' willing heart to call in, you know, we just need to let things go and know that the battle, no matter what we're going through in this life, the battle belongs to Jesus. The battle belongs to him. Doesn't belong to you. You know, you're fighting a battle. We need to relax and chill. Just turn it over to Jesus. Is this life and journey going to be easy? No, it's not. But how are you going to understand? You know, had I not gone through poverty myself growing up as a child, you know, having no food and no water, in the winters my sister and I didn't have heat, I'd never understand this gentleman that I just met, the homeless guy. Sometimes God will put us in a place where, how are you going to feel someone else if you don't go through it? You know, that gives you compassion for that person. Or you know, I would have never had that. Being an orphan kid, now I have, I love orphans. You know, I've had opportunities in my life to visit many orphan homes, one in Haiti, Korea, and it gives you a heart. But Jesus wants us to have that heart. Jesus suffered. And sometimes we have to suffer because if, you know, sometimes we become heartless. You know, look, you know, if we don't experience things and pain of other people, then how are we going to minister to them? You know, if we've not gone through that ourselves. I believe it's a wake-up call today. I believe it's a wake-up call, Danny. It's a wake-up call, saints of God. It's just a wake-up call, not only for you, for me, James, for you, for me. What you shared, James, is what we're all going through. We're all going through. If we'd be honest with each one and transparent, you know, you used to be on TV and, you know, the cameras would roll and you had to smile. And, you know, I was transparent. I wasn't going to go on and be perfect because I'm not perfect. It's only I'm being... You know, before I leave today, if I could just share one thing with you all and share my heart, if you could look at me with your spiritual eyes, not only me, but you would see a sign in front of Tom. You know what it says? Under construction by God daily. And I've shared this before on the radio, but I'm under construction. And I think you're under construction by God. Just let him, you know, minister to you. Let him do the things in your life that he needs to do to make you that light into the dark places that he's going to send you. And to be a blessing. So, James, thank you for calling in. I love when people call in because one of the things I like to do, and I'm not boasting or tooting a horn, but I take the scripture in Hebrews 3:13, I take it very seriously. Because, you know, when I was growing up, you know, there's a lot of people that said, you know, I lived in the worst end of town in poverty, had nothing, no water. The winters I used to go to the library to study when I didn't work because it was warm in the library. One time I fell asleep and they had to wake me up because it was warm. And I knew I had to return to a home that was cold. And these are true. This is not, I'm not exaggerating. And it gave me more of a heart because I watched the Lord take care of my sister and I when we had really absolutely nothing. My mom passed away. My dad took off. I tell you, if you're listening, you know, goes back to the book of James. Is any one of you in trouble? We need to call on him. He should pray. You should pray. Don't call on him only when you're in trouble. You know, You've got opportunities. There's a world out there waiting for your prayers. America needs your prayers. You know, Danny, I'm sure you need prayer. We all need prayer. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Danny, but we all need it. I need it as well. And the scripture of Hebrews 3:13 commands us and tells us that we're to encourage one another daily, not fall fine and pick on one another daily, but to encourage one another daily. And that's what I love to do the best because as growing up as an orphan with my sister in a home that had no heat, no water, hardly any food. I'm being honest. I used to ask my sister to take the Campbell's soup and add, I think, 5 to 8 cups of water to make it last longer so we'd have some more for tomorrow. That gave me a heart. But it also taught me that, you know, I've not seen the righteous, as the scriptures will tell us. I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging for bread. So no matter what you're going through, you know, stay focused. Keep your eyes on him. Remember, as my wife just sent me that scripture,
And the Word of God says, the battle's not yours. It's His. So stop fighting the battle. Stop fighting it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. You know, just relax. I say just relax and enjoy the journey on the way of where He's taking you. Just enjoy it. Have an open heart. Have an open attitude. Have an open mind, you know, because, you know, and have a willingness to do what He's telling you to do. You know, just like me, I know I got to be honest before I go, and I'm not trying to talk about Tom and rattle on so much, but I realize I'm not the most qualified to be on this radio program, folks. I'm not at all. You know, I know that I've read the Word of God. I stumble. James had called in. My mind wanders. But I ask the Lord every day to help me. And I'm asking Him to help you. I'm asking Him to strengthen you. And I'm asking Him to provide for you. And I'm asking you to step it up another notch in your prayer life and your Bible reading. And be that blessing, that great blessing that He's calling you to be. I hope you enjoyed the message today. My program's almost over. I was going to play a few songs. I was running late. The traffic was horrible this morning. I said, Lord, let me stay focused. Let me just stay focused on You. As He said again, perfect peace, He says, whose mind is stayed on Him. Not the things of the world. Because, you know, I started praying when I was, you know, then I got caught in another accident and someone plowed into someone and blocked the road and gave me an opportunity to pray for that person that was in those cars. Lord, I hope they're not hurt. We live in exciting times, but these times are dark. And don't give up. Don't give up. Stay focused. Stay focused. Remember, cast your cares upon Him. Because the Word says that He careth for you. He does. He careth for you. So, Father God, I thank You for this program. I pray the listeners, Father God, that would have a willing heart, an available heart, and a willing mind, a mind that could be, I pray that we become more teachable than ever before. Father God, You tell us to be teachable. Father, we pray for Israel, the apple of Your eye. We pray the peace for Israel, that no weapon formed to Israel will ever prosper. Father God, bless the saints of God that are listening. Bless James, Father God, for calling in. Bless him, Father God. Bless the listeners as never before. Thank You for this program, and thank You for giving me the words to share. Well, until next week, may God richly bless you. And, you know, I thank You, Father, that You will continue to let Your people, let us draw near to You, as Your Word says that You would draw near to us like never before. And Father God, I just pray that those that are listening, and as the scriptures in the book of James says, is anyone in trouble? No matter what that may be, let him pray. So I pray that you would develop a quiet time, that you would develop a deeper walk with Jesus. I pray the listeners would have their quiet time in the morning or in the evening, afternoon, and they would learn to read the Bible more, that we may clearly hear from You, and not the world, not the internet, not all this noise going on, but that we would clearly hear from You. And I ask this in Jesus' name, we pray, Father God. I pray the listeners will have a great week. Thank You for warming Florida back up. And until next week, stay awake. And I tell you that it has been chilly. As I look around, there's been a lot of damage to plants. And I'm thankful that there's been no deaths in Florida. The homeless man stayed warm, and I've offered him a place to shelter. So, you know, sometimes I think the scripture that's coming to my heart right now, I could share it with you. Be still and know that I'm God. James, when you called in, sometimes we just have to be still and know that He's God. I have to know to be still and know that He's God. It's so important. It's so important to be still. The world's rattling on. They're mad. It's madness. But let's be still and know that He's God. Till next week, God richly bless you all. And I pray the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob upon each and every one of you. Lord, praise, let
the people shout. You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.